This is VOA News. I'm Tom McNeil. Two witnesses say to the Associated Press that Israeli soldiers fatally shot an American woman participating in a protest against settlements in the West Bank. U.S. government confirmed the death of the 26-year-old, but did not say whether that it had been shot by Israeli troops. White House said in a statement it was deeply disturbed by the killing and called on Israel to investigate what happened. The Israeli military said it was looking into reports that troops had killed a foreign national in the area of the protest outside the West Bank town of Abana. Two doctors said she was shot in the head and died at the hospital. Israeli forces may have left the West Bank camp after a major military operation. AP's Charles Iledesma.
Overnight, Israeli armored personnel carriers were seen leaving the Jenin refugee camp from a checkpoint set up on one of the main roads, while troops also had pulled out of the Tul Karam camp by Friday morning and had left Al-Fara earlier. But in a statement, the Israeli military suggested the operation was not yet over. Israeli military officials have said they've been targeting militants in the three camps in an attempt to curb recent attacks against Israeli civilians that they say have become more sophisticated and deadly. I'm Charles Ledesma.
NATO Secretary General Jens Stoltenberg on Friday called on China to stop supporting Russia's war in Ukraine and said Beijing's assistance had been a significant factor in the continuation of the war.
President Putin must realize that he cannot win on the battlefield, but must accept a just and lasting peace where Ukraine prevails as a sovereign and independent nation. I call on all allies to continue their vital support, especially in this difficult phase of the war.
Ukrainian President Volodymyr Zelensky said he does not want China, which has a no-limits partnership with Russia, to act as a mediator. This is VOA News. A fire in a school dormitory in Kenya killed at least 18 students. 27 others have been hospitalized. 70 children unaccounted for. And President William Ruto declared 3 days of mourning, during which flags will be flown at half staff in honor of the children who died. The deputy president said that only 86 out of more than 150 children have been accounted for at that time, and urged community members who may have sheltered some of them to help account for them. And they also said that one more student died at a hospital, and that 37 of them had been reunited with their parents so far. The World Health Organization and the Africa CDC have now launched a plan, a response plan, for the Mpox outbreak. More from VOA's Christina Menente.
The Africa Center for Disease Control and Prevention and the World Health Organization have launched a continent-wide response plan to the outbreaks of Mpox. The plan was launched on Friday. It came 3 weeks after WHO declared Mpox outbreaks in 12 African countries a global emergency. The estimated budget for the six-month plan is almost $600 million. The director general of the Africa CDC told reporters on Friday that the plan focuses on surveillance, laboratory testing, and community engagement. That underscores the fact that vaccines aren't enough to fight the outbreak. Christina Menenti, VOA News.
United States Defense Secretary Lloyd Austin spoke at a U.S.-hosted gathering of Ukraine's allies at Ramstein Air Base in Germany Friday. He sat next to Ukrainian President Volodymyr Zelensky, who urged Western allies to allow Kyiv to use long-range weapons for strikes on Russian territory. Austin announced additional aid for the war-torn country.
This is a critical moment. Time is of the essence, especially with winter on its way. We must all step up our support, and quickly. So I'm pleased to say that President Biden will announce today an additional $250 million security assistance package for Ukraine.
The announcement comes at a high-risk moment for Ukrainian forces who are advancing into Russia's Kursk region, even as Russian forces are threatening the eastern Ukrainian city of Pokrovsk. Veering from the campaign trail to a courtroom, Donald Trump quickly observed Friday as one of his lawyers fought to overturn a verdict finding the former president liable for sexual abuse and defamation. The Republican nominee and his accuser, E. Jean Carroll, a writer, sat at tables about 15 feet apart. I'm Tommy McNeil, VOA News.